Bob Davy, the New Mexico coach, going into his fourth year, joining us here at the Cosmopolitan Hotel. I think there's quarterbacks there. Maybe your best player is a tight end coach, from what we can tell. Boise State knows there's a hell of a running game there at New Mexico. I'm reading that this is a year where finally there's the kind of depth in your program where you may be able to make a better push if you even have some injuries that you could sustain. Is that a fair evaluation?
I think it's fair. I don't know that the word's finally, coming from where we've come from. I think it's happened probably relatively quick when you look at the dynamics of what that program was 3 years ago. But, I think we have a legitimate chance to get to a bowl game. I think we have a legitimate chance to have a winning season. That doesn't mean we will. But it's the first time I can sit here and say that. We've got some quality running backs. We have some depth at running back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some quarterbacks back that give us some talent, give us some depth. Our offensive line, we redshirted two players last year that actually started the season for us. Hmm. That after the first game, we redshirted because of one with a labrum, one with a concussion. We got some things in place, particularly on offense. It'll come down to how good we are on defense, if we can get some stops and get off the field. But we've got a chance to be better. We really do.
Is it harder to get good on defense? Because a lot of teams seem to be able to move the ball. There seems to be more of those teams out there than there are teams that stop you.
No question. If you don't have a left offensive tackle that matches up, you run to your right. If you can't throw it, like we've really not been able to throw it, you become really good at running it. But on defense, if you don't have something, you get exploited. They're coming after you. There's no X and O on defense that can overcome poor matchups. There just isn't. Offensively, you can out-coach them a little bit. You can out-scheme them a little bit. Not happening on defense. So it takes longer as you rebuild. You have to have players on defense. There's no way to hide it.
How far and how often can you win in the Mountain West, in your opinion, Coach, beyond the triple option and have to start throwing it more and more as you progress your program?
Yeah.
Or do you think, hey, we stay committed to who we are like Air Force, and that's who we may be?
No, I think you stay committed for us because we're never going to be we're going to have our niche. When you come to play New Mexico, it needs to be something a little different than you saw the week before.
Okay.
It's just going to have to be that way. That's just what we are.
Mm-hmm.
But we can win that way. We do have to become a little more balanced. Air Force has become a little more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the ability to do that for the first time. I think we legitimately can throw the ball as I look at our quarterbacks and, some different pieces we have. But our identity has to be option football. That's the great equalizer, and that's the identity of our program.
We're visiting with Bob Davy, the head coach of the New Mexico Lobos. Coach, what do you look for in a quarterback, and is it bad luck that you guys have had to use multiple in each year, or do you have to start out the season feeling almost like running backs, that you've got to have a couple of guys that you put in there during the course of the season?
You know what? I don't know that it matters what scheme you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You better have multiple guys that you put in there, at quarterback. I mean, it's such a quarterback-driven game. Whether it's because of injury, whether it's because of lack of performance, whether it's because of the guy that kind of gives you the spark or gives you the chemistry. I mean, you're always searching until you find that guy. I mean, I look at Boise last year. I don't know if there's a quarterback in the country that came on more than the Boise quarterback last year, from the beginning of the season till the end. I mean, he was on fire at the end of the season. But the reality is, too, that we do carry the ball. We do ask them to do a lot. But we've also played some young guys that probably weren't ready to play. And because of that, there's probably been some injuries and some different things that have happened. But, we're going into it with three guys for the first time. We really feel like we have three guys that are able to run our offense. And we honestly, I feel like there's three guys that we have the potential to win with for the first time.
Bob Davies, our guest here on the Mountain West Football Media Days with Jeff Case and Bob Beeler from Audio Video Systems. Thanks once again to them. And next title, Coach, let's get to the Boise State game. I mentioned the 500 yards rushing. It may have been more than that, that Boise State allowed that day. It was brutal. Another almost all your wins, it seems like. You had to come back in the second half. So this team never quit.
Yeah.
They stayed with it. I'm not saying anybody quit, Coach, but when you went through the instant replay of the fourth down call, when you had a chance to, I think, collect yourself and then pass it out to your peers, I saw you get angrier. You don't see every coach, you know, after he thinks about it,
well,
go that direction.
You know, when I was with ESPN, I did the first game where replay was ever used in the Big Ten Conference. I did a game from Wisconsin. And because I was a coach, I was involved in a lot of the discussions leading up to instant replay with the Big Ten Conference, with Jim Delaney, with Dave Perry, who was the head of officiating. Would replay work? Wouldn't it? What were the objectives? We really were on the beginning stages of that when I was with ESPN. And the intention of that rule is you only overturn an egregious mistake. You don't get into
ball spots.
That's crazy. That was wrong. I don't care. I'll go to my grave saying that was wrong. I'm not saying we would have won. I'm not saying we'd have gone down and scored.
Still had to get a first down.
I'm not saying that that tip of that football definitely crossed the plane of that line or not. But it was so close that there was no egregious mistake made by spotting that as a first down. You only overturn the call if there is video evidence conclusively that the wrong call was made. No one can say the wrong call was made.
And nobody backed down.
I sent it to coaches. I sent it to everybody.
Nobody ever backed down and said, maybe we made a mistake there, right?
No. They said that obviously it was a blown call and it should have been overturned, which I'm saying no one can say that. Now, so that's my opinion.
Right.
I'm not sitting in Boise. I'm not, you know, a Boise coach. I'm saying we broke that thing down with every angle you could broke down. I saw every angle they saw. There's no way. There's no way you can say that that call should have been overturned.
Seems to me that a lot of...
Do you guys agree or not?
I totally agree. I looked at it and said, I don't know how in the world...
How do you say the call was blown?
I think whatever was set was going to count. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now my question expanding this...
Which is the rule. I mean, that's the rule. That's why they put it in. You don't referee from the press box.
Would you like to see... I mean, I think sometimes they review too many things and it bogs the game down, my opinion. Do you think that it would be better served if you got two chances a half?
No, I love the way it is.
Okay.
But again, you only overturn the egregious call. That if you're sitting in a bar, if there's 100 people sitting in a bar and they see that replay and all of a sudden, oh, my God, that's what the intent was. So, yeah, I mean, what happens? People all of a sudden try to become too good at their job or too big of a factor in the game or too whatever. Let the game play. Let the game play. You know, and again, you know, I mean, I've said all I'm going to say about it, but I'd like to have seen what would have happened if we had the ball first and 10 at the 50 with 4 minutes left and down by four.
And they couldn't stop you.
Yeah.
It was
so
pretty ugly.
We'd have seen.
Yeah.
You
might have scored. Maybe they'd have scored again
probably.
The way the game was played.
Yeah. Truthfully, yeah. Probably. Yeah. But I promise you this, we'd have used every second because I knew we couldn't stop them.
Bob Davey joining us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Wyoming, all getting in the upgrade business. And I know when Coach Long left Albuquerque, he wasn't complimentary to the commitment there.
Yeah.
You've been there now 3 years. What's the commitment there? I've seen some things happen on the basketball side. What about the football side and what needs to happen if not?
We have enough to win. You know, we have a new artificial surface in that stadium. That the stadium looks pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Got a new scoreboard. We did a weight room that's football only that looks good. Coaches get paid good enough. You know, cost of attendance a year from now, we're going to be full cost of attendance. We go into it this year with kind of a percentage of cost of attendance for our existing team. So we're behind a little bit that way. I've got no complaints. I'll be honest. I've got no complaints.
Yeah.
We have everything we need to win. We've got good practice fields. We've got a good indoor facility. We've got good audio-visual stuff. We got good enough food. We got enough to win. I've got no complaints.
Well, you've also got some players that you got to get in position to win. I know Dakota went down. That Boise State game was devastating to a defense that seemed to already be thin.
Yeah, on the last series after the overturned call.
Yeah, that was ugly. But I'm talking to Frank. He's telling me Reese White could be the best player on your team, a tight end.
You know, pound for pound. But, you know, we've got a tailback, a kid named Jarrell Presley, that you know, I think the first play of the game last year against Boise, he took it 75.
Yeah, I think so.
He had four runs over 60 yards last year. Kind of an unorthodox guy, but fast and explosive. He could be, if he stays healthy, he could be a big-time guy. We got another kid, Tarion Gibson, behind him, a tailback, whose brother played at Wyoming, is now with the Browns, just signed like a $28 million contract with the Browns, a safety that they brought back. But we got a couple running backs, I think, if they stay healthy, I think they can be electric kind of guys.
Well, it'll be good to see you, Coach. Thanks for coming aboard. We appreciate it.
Good to see you guys. Appreciate spending time with you.